Chris Gibson spends his days visiting new fathers and their tiny babies. He's a fathering coach and offers help that's increasing in demand, teaching dads in low-income neighborhoods about the ins and outs of infants.
I have family from, you know, some of the roughest and toughest parts of the city. So I relate to our families because, you know, I'm a Richmond native.
The Contra Costa County First Five Agency has had a successful parent coaching program for years. But like many child development programs, they focused on women. Until now, says Early Childhood Development Program Officer Lisa Morrell.
Women are traditionally have been the partner who stays home with the kids. And we saw things shift significantly with the economic downturn. And when dads all of a sudden were home and moms were more employable, we started to see more dads coming out with their kids.
Once she realized the program needed to engage more fathers, Morrell expanded their hours to evenings and weekends.
And then we realized that we are a female-dominated program service delivery, and we could offer services to men, but they were very polite and not necessarily accepting.
So she hired two men to start engaging fathers. I recently met up with one of their new fatherhood coaches, Chris Gibson, on the way to meet one of the fathers he works with in Richmond.
You know, I go to trainings and literally I'm one of two guys there. In most cases, I'm the only African-American there. And I'm looking around, it's like, you know, if you want to engage fathers, well, you need more men in the industry.
There were two fathers at the first parenting event he went to. And before Gibson got there, they were in with the mothers.
It was funny because while they were in there, they were talking, but they wasn't themselves. So when I came in and got them, it was like I opened up the can and everything just fell out.
Once that can of worms was open, Gibson realized that fathers had different concerns from mothers.
With most of my clients now, they just want to know, well, you know, all right, how can you help me? Can you help me get a job? Can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? And for men, it's real big because, you know, it's grained in us to be a provider. It's grained in us to be, you know, a protector. And if we're not doing all of those things, or if we're not doing any one of those things, then we feel less of a man.
But beyond providing for the family financially, Gibson said a lot of the fathers he works with aren't entirely comfortable with the caregiving, the diaper changing and feeding and meeting the basic needs of an infant.
What is it?
It is Chris.
We tracked down his client, Rico Lowe, and his four-month-old daughter, Royalty, at his apartment in Richmond. Lowe normally works as a welder, but he isn't working right now because of an on-the-job injury. He and his girlfriend split the caregiving 50-50. Gibson says Lowe was a natural caregiver, unlike most of his other clients.
Baby.
So which cry is that, Rico?
Time to go. I mean, I'm thinking she might need to be burped. If I go outside, she's fine. If I go right now outside, she'll stop crying. So, I mean, you know. Put her in the grass.
Right.
Hey, she stops crying.
That's one of the things that we try to teach our clients is, one of the things is that you're the expert on your child.
Enrico was right. All she wanted was to be outside. As soon as the sun was on her face, she was all smiles. Back at Contra Costa County First Five, Lisa Morrell says that different home visiting programs focus on different things. Some focus on health, others on school readiness, but their program focuses on parenting and childhood development.
I mean, the one statistic that always blows me away is a child's brain develops 85% in the first 5 years. I mean, that's incredible, right? So it makes sense. Get in there early, do what you can, and have a huge impact for that child's rest of their life.
And research shows that even just working with mothers, these type of home visiting programs have improved parenting practices and children's cognitive development. But Morrell believes they can be even more effective by engaging fathers.
And research tells us his fathers are important, and they need to be a part of a child's life for that child to thrive and be all that they can be.
And she's been surprised by how receptive the fathers have been to what they have to offer.
Oh, baby. I can do this and then...
For Rico Lowe, royalty's birth enriched and changed his life in ways he never imagined.
Classical music, I forgot. Excuse me.
Gibson updates Lowe on upcoming events he's arranged and possible Disney on Ice tickets. When Lowe interrupts him to put on classical music to soothe his daughter.
Yes, sir. So I'm gonna try to make the Disney on Ice happen. So
yeah.
That'd be the best thing going. Yeah. That's about the best thing ever happened over here. Yeah. Disney on Ice sounds awesome.
So that's going to be tight, man. So that's going to be tight.
For the California Health Report, I'm Callie Schanefeld in Richmond.